You know who I'm a lemming of? The Colonel, Gabriel P. DeArmond, 1998 University of Missouri Journalism School. Had I graduated, I would have been in the same class, but I'm still kind of working on those 8 hours. And the Colonel joins us right now on the Appliances Counter phone lines. Morning, Colonel.
I'm always impressed you can rattle off when I graduated because I often have to think about it.
Right. So you take it for granted. Right. For me, it's something I need. I'm waiting for whoever becomes the chancellor or whatever is out down there to give me an honorary degree. I think that should be coming within the next 6 months.
That should be Sterk's first order of business.
Yep.
Should be to give you the degree.
Yep.
We'll work on that down here.
Thank you, Colonel. So what do you think of the athletic director hiring?
You know, people ask me that a lot in the last 24 hours. I don't know. I mean,
good for you.
That's an honest answer.
That's fair and honest. How can you really know?
Well, I mean, if the football coach wins and the basketball coach wins, then everybody's going to think he's great. And if they don't, then he's terrible. I mean, Bob Stoll told me last year when Missouri hired Mack Rhodes, if anybody's really talking about who your athletic director is, that means your football coach isn't doing his job. And I think that's pretty accurate. You know, everybody wants to say, well, can he raise money? Well, he can raise money if there are good teams and people are excited about it, and he can build buildings if he's raising money because there are good teams and people are excited about it. But, you know, I don't know. I thought Mack Rhodes was a pretty good hire. So, you know, that didn't really work out very well.
I just like that with everything that's gone wrong for Missouri, they hired a guy who seems to be well thought of nationally. I read that columnist article that was put out some time ago saying they'd need to lock him down in San Diego and keep him there, and then kind of talked about all the things he had done right. It's good to see something that at least has the appearance of being a smart move.
Yeah, I think this was as good as Missouri fans could have hoped for. I mean, we talked when Mack Rhodes left, they weren't going to hire a Power 5 AD. This is about as close as you can get. I mean, of the schools that aren't in the Power 5, I think San Diego State is probably as well thought of as about any of them. They've been to the NCAA tournament 6 times in 7 years. They've won 32 league titles in whatever league they're in. I honestly don't know offhand in the last 6 years. But, yeah, they've done a good job. They've had some good coaches there that have gone on to bigger and better things. So I think this is probably as good as Missouri fans could have hoped for.
And Gabe, what do you think he has to do right off the bat when he gets there? Obviously, you have Coach Odom. We all know with Kim Anderson. I guess maybe that's the better question. What do you think Kim Anderson would have to do this year to be back the following year?
Well, I've said all along, I mean, I think bare minimum, you've got to be over 500. And I don't want people listening to say, well, he's saying if he goes 16-14, he's definitely coming back. I have no idea. But bare minimum, you've got to be over 500. And you've got to eliminate the games against teams like Texas A&M and Ole Miss and Vanderbilt, where, yeah, they're good teams, but they're not Kentucky, where you're down 25 points 8 minutes into the game, and there's no reason to watch for the last 30 minutes. I mean, you can't have any of those. They've had, I don't know, I'd have to go back and count, but I bet there have been 15 of those in the last 2 years. And I'm not talking about when you're playing Kentucky and Arizona. I'm talking about when you're playing teams that if you don't beat them, you ought to at least be able to compete with them.
Hey, Colonel, I saw something from Tony Barnhart kind of caught my eye last week. You might know what I'm making reference to. He tweeted out that Gary Danielson, I guess, was on his show. And Gary Danielson said the two teams to watch in the SEC this year, Texas A&M and Missouri.
Yeah, I think what he said was those are the dark horses. And I always kind of laugh because you're talking about a 14-team league. So let's assume Alabama, LSU, Georgia, and Tennessee and Florida are kind of everybody's pool of these are the teams we could see winning it without a big stretch. Well, so you're down to 9 teams that you can pick as dark horses, right? You know, Auburn is, I don't think, ever really considered a quote-unquote dark horse. I mean, if you're picking one from each division, you're basically saying, okay, out of Missouri, South Carolina, Kentucky, and Vandy, which one can we see maybe if things go right winning it? So, you know, you got a 25% chance, and Missouri fans, by and large, from my experience, hate Gary Danielson until last week. Now, that dude, he knows what he's talking about. I mean, he's a really good college football analyst. I'm not saying whatever, Missouri, sure. Yeah, they could be a dark horse. I put zero stock in preseason predictions, and I put even less when you're talking about, you know, out of these four teams, if I force you to pick one, which one would you pick?
How do you compare and contrast what you've seen so far, clearly in the incredibly early stages of the Odom administration versus the Pinkel era?
Well, guys, I mean, it is a lot different. And I wrote something shortly after Barry was hired, and I said, you know, the reaction from a lot of people is going to be, oh, good, continuity, they're continuing the Gary Pinkel era. That's not at all going to be the case, and it isn't. I mean, they are going to play somewhere between 10 and 15 first-year guys. Now, is that because these guys are that good? Is it because the guys who are coming back aren't that good? Or is it, you know, hey, these are our guys that we brought in and we believe in them. So, you know, it's probably a little bit of everything. But I think if there is one quality that you would use to describe Gary Pinkel, it would be loyalty. And in a lot of cases, that was a really good thing. And in some cases, I don't think it was a very good thing. What I'll be interested to see as the season goes on, Pinkel basically picked his team in August. I mean, he picked his starters in August, and it was very, very rare for that to change. I mean, he might switch out a cornerback here and there or an offensive guard, but he never benched a quarterback for performance. He rarely switched starters for any reason other than injury. Whether that was good, bad, or indifferent kind of depended on the situation. I think you could find cases where they were all true, but I think Odom will be much more flexible, especially in year one, and especially when it comes to the quarterback position. I fully expect them to play two quarterbacks this year.
Wow, that was going to be my question about Drew Locke. I know we're only a week into camp, but anything would make you believe that he could get closer to that highly recruited quarterback we've all you know, heard about. I know last year's freshman year he's kind of thrown in there, so it wasn't a great indication of what he could be, but have you seen anything or heard anything just that he could be, you know, a more contributing player this year?
Well, there are 128 Division I teams, and I bet 128 Division I coaches are saying our starting quarterback is a better player this year than he was last year. And now, you know, whether that's true or not, I don't know. Certainly Missouri's saying it. But my argument for why Locke will be better is twofold. Number one, I don't know how you can be much worse than everything Missouri had on offense last year. But number two, I mean, he goes into the year as the clear starter. He knows he's going to be out there. I don't think that was the case by any means last year. I think there were plans to play Drew Locke, but I don't think there were ever any plans to start him. He's more prepared. He's bigger. He's had a year, you know, to kind of understand the game. So, yeah, I would expect him to be better this year. Now, you know, what he was thought to be coming out of high school this early, I don't know. It's possible, I think, but that obviously depends very much on the pieces around him. You know, Missouri's running backs were terrible last year, and their wide receivers were terrible, and their offensive line was terrible, and their tight ends were below average. So I guess they were the stars of the offense.
Gabe DeArmond with us. PowerMizzou.com is where you can read more on the hiring of the new athletic director. Jim Stark from San Diego State is the new Missouri athletic director, replacing Mac Rhodes. All of the Missouri athletic director news, along with the Tigers camp. You can follow it and find more information at PowerMizzou.com. Colonel, always appreciate the time, sir. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Have a good one.